Hello. I feel like I'm definitely going to be talking a little bit quieter than normal today because I am actually recording after bedtime. I never do this. I always record in the middle of the day because I am not a nighttime girly. I am 100% an early bird, but I am awake right now and we are going to do this. I feel like we've talked about natural cycles before in several episodes, and I'm currently in my spicy phase. So my husband is not here, so that means that I am cleaning. And so, what better time to talk about my non-toxic cleaning routine without essential oils? Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So, I don't want to ruffle any feathers here. I'm not against essential oils. I just don't love them like I used to. I'm going to be talking all about that later on in the episode, so you can find out why they're not like my favorite thing. So again, not bad, just maybe not my favorite. While I have your attention, I just want to talk about the fact that I have something coming next week for everybody that I hope is really going to help you out with the feelings that you might be still having about overwhelm in your home, in your homestead, whether it is the clutter that is surrounding you, whether it is all of the things that you want to learn, but you don't know where to start, and you feel a little bit crazy, and you go to do something in the kitchen, and then you realize that your laundry's piling up, and then you peek out at your garden, and everything is nuts. You want to do it all. You're a little stressed. I'm a little stressed thinking about it. No. But I really want to help you guys tackle these problems because I do believe that having a solid home foundation is the key to you being able to do every single thing that you want to do on your homestead. I don't think there's anything else holding you back from that besides these feelings that you're having. So, next week, be on the lookout. The best way, aside from continuing to listen to the podcast, for you to find out is to join the email list. So in the show notes, I have an opportunity for you to download a free resource guide. That's going to get you right on the email list, and you'll get a free guide with that. So then you'll be the first to know what I got going on. But today, I want to talk about my non-toxic cleaning routine and why I don't love those essential oils. I am going to save my actual cleaning routine for another episode. Today, we're all going to be talking about the products that I am using. So, like anything here, if you've been around a little while, I'm not like 100% all into pretty much anything. So it's always the 80-20 rule here. I'm trying my best with about like 80% of the time. And then 20% of the time, I kind of give things up a little bit. Not out of laziness, just out of practicality. And I just choose the things that I need to go 100% in on. And this isn't necessarily one of them. So if you're not non-toxic cleaning all the time, I don't think you're a bad person. Because let's be honest, magic erasers are still the best thing ever invented. I use like almost all non-toxic cleaners, but sometimes my white sink stains and nothing is going to get that out faster than a magic eraser. So don't want you to ever feel like somebody is doing it all because likely they're probably not. So I firmly believe that essential oils are a great alternative to conventional cleaners. I just think that they're used in excess. Mostly with essential oils, I think that they are used in excess with health. I do not choose to ingest essential oils, but this is not an episode for that. So if you want to learn a little bit more about why I choose herbs instead of essential oils, I can go into that more in another episode when we're talking about like health and medicine and that kind of thing. I actually created a whole graphic that is a staircase about where you should start when tackling minor health issues, and essential oils are actually a lot more closely related to medicines that you would get prescribed, like modern medicine, than you may think. But that is not cleaning. Essential oils can be great for cleaning. I still have lemon essential oil. I have purchased many, many essential oils before. And if right now you are in a space that you're using all of the super toxic cleaners, Clorox, Lysol stuff, and you feel more comfortable starting with essential oils because you know that they're super strong, cool, great. It is a great jumping off point for you to move. I'm not really expecting somebody to go straight from Clorox to using herbs to clean. But if you want to, I got some recipes for you. But I just understand that you're probably looking for something that might be a little bit more scented. And yes, essential oils are going to scent your cleaners a lot more. And yes, they are a lot stronger. So strong, in fact, though, that if you have natural stone countertops, I probably wouldn't use essential oils on them. I don't. I have a very old kitchen. I have some kind of stained laminate that I hope goes away sometime soon. But if you have the natural stone, you really need to be careful, especially vinegar, lemon essential oil. Those are probably going to eat your countertop. So don't use those for that. I don't have that, so I'm not an expert in that. Just saying. So essential oils are made from plants found in nature, but they're no longer in their natural whole plant form. So you're never going to find plants' properties in such a high concentration in nature. They're just, while they are natural, they're not super natural. Nope, definitely not supernatural. I don't know how I want to say that. But basically, they're just super, super strong. So here's why I don't love them. One, price. They are super expensive. I do recommend, if you want to buy them, my favorite brand is the Now brand, and you can purchase that right on Amazon. And also, I think usually at Whole Foods and any other kind of like crunchy grocery store that you have near you. But even those ones can be expensive. But the Now ones are certainly cheaper. And I'm also, oh my goodness, everyone's going to hate me after this episode. I don't love MLMs. I'm not an MLM girly. I have purchased essential oils before from MLMs. I don't love to do it. Just don't love it. Oh my gosh, everyone's gonna hate me. But my second reason why I don't love essential oils, and this is the main reason, I really, aside from the whole health thing, the main reason is sustainability. I am an earth loving tree hugger over here. And in order to produce a single pound of essential oil, huge quantities of the plants are required. You need 10,000 pounds of rose petals. You need 250 pounds of lavender, 6,000 pounds of melissa plant, 1,500 lemons to create 1 pound of said oil. So that's a lot. A lot of these times, these things are grown for that purpose. So some essential oils are better than others if it's something that's easily grown, like in a lab setting, greenhouse setting, whatever it may be. But for the more rare ones, that's when it really kind of becomes a problem. But I firmly believe that you can clean just as well with herbs. And I'm not talking weird herbs. I'm talking like herbs that you probably already have in your kitchen if you're not an herbalism person. You can clean with those just as well, if not better. So if you are looking to make the switch, you might be like, okay, well, what's going to disinfect? I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know if this is common knowledge, but natural disinfectants. Vinegar. If you hate the smell of vinegar, alcohol. You can use vodka. Lemons. And peroxide. My go-to is always vinegar, but I know some people really don't like the scent. So in these recipes I'm going to give you, you can simply just sub out one for one, vinegar for alcohol. And I also have these recipes on the blog, and they are going to be linked in the show notes. So my first one, I actually created a DIY thieves cleaner. Talking about MLMs here, Young Living, I used to love their thieves cleaner, and I would buy it, and it's very expensive. Then from there, since I didn't want to buy it from them anymore, there's actually a dupe on Amazon if you really aren't feeling like you want to make your own cleaners at home. It's called Five Guards, On Guard. I should have probably looked this up in advance. I'm looking it up. You can probably hear me clickety-clacketing over here. But I think it's called Five Guards. Yeah, Five Guards. It is half the price of the Thieves Cleaner, and I think it's just as good. It doesn't smell quite, it's not quite there. It's not quite as good, but it's still very good. It's exactly the same. It's a concentrated household cleaner. Love it. Sometimes I still buy it. Yes, it is essential oils. Sometimes I still buy it when I don't have anything made. But here's what I do when I actually think ahead. And this is something that I think you should start right now. So here's your homework. Start one of these things right now. All you need for a thieves cleaner is white vinegar, Castile soap. Try to pick one that's essential oil free. Most of the Dr. Bronner's have essential oils in them. I'm not against those either. I have the lemon one. From now on, I'll probably be purchasing the one that's just plain. Eucalyptus, lemon juice, cloves, cinnamon stick, rosemary, and water. Probably have most of that. If you don't have the eucalyptus, just don't use it. Like, infused vinegars are so great because you can literally just use your kitchen scraps. Like, whatever you have on hand. Soak it up in there. It'll make it smell good. A lot of these things are specifically chosen for different properties like antibacterial, disinfectant. So they're all there for a reason. In my blog post, I go a little bit deeper into that. But I'm not just ripping off the thieves, by the way. This is a side tangent. It's like this story of the thieves was actually an old, like, it was folklore. So the story goes, in the 15th century outbreak of the bubonic plague, a group of thieves robbed bodies of the infected without getting sick. And they were eventually caught and brought to trial. And they were offered a lighter sentence in exchange for revealing their secret of why they didn't get sick when they were touching these plagued bodies. And they told the authorities that they had rubbed a blend of herbs and spices on them to protect themselves from the disease. It was a blend of oils that was clove, cinnamon, rosemary, eucalyptus, lemon, and that became known as the thieves' oil. So this is actually probably not true, maybe partially true. Not really sure, but that is where that name came from, if you were wondering. I just thought that was a fun little tidbit. So I actually also make my own wood cleaner. Wood cleaner can be made simply with some water, olive oil, and Castile soap. These are all super easy products to get. If you don't have Castile soap, every single grocery store these days that I've been in sells it now. So super easy to find, super accessible. And it's very concentrated. I'm talking about, like, you buy this huge bottle and these recipes call for a half a tablespoon. So you can get a lot for your money by making your own cleaning products with things that you already have at home. And something else that's really fun about this is you can get the kids involved because these things are not fussy. While I have recipes on the blog, you don't have to follow the recipe in order to make something. You can substitute a lot of these different ingredients out. Your kids can, like, make their own fun magic potion cleaners, whatever you want to do. And I just think that that's really nice because sometimes I get a little bit stressed in the kitchen if I'm trying to make something that involves exact measurements with a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, and this does not. So it's a great opportunity to do that. And so if you haven't used natural cleaners before, they do work very, very well. They can work equally as good as other cleaners, especially as disinfectants, but sometimes you do have to work harder. I'm just going to throw it out there. What this means is you probably just need to clean more often and not let things build up. If you just wipe down your counters every night, done. Like, no problem at all. It's works very well, but sometimes it might leave like a little bit more residue than you're used to, so you'll have to buff it out with the rag a little bit more, especially with like the wood cleaner. It's really a non-issue for me, though. It's not that much more work at all. I have not come up with any problems with this. Like I said, though, the Thieves cleaner, whether you're using a store-bought one or the herbal one, there's vinegar there. There's some strong stuff in there, so don't use that on natural surfaces. I will have to do some more research on what you're supposed to do with those. I have not been blessed with stone countertops. And pretty soon on the blog, I am going to be putting up a glass cleaner as well, which you can actually make with vodka. I'm going to use Everclear. You don't need to use that strong of a vodka. It's just something that I have on hand. But I promise I don't drink that. Oh my goodness. No, thank you. I use that in tincture making and cleaner making, not to drink. No, no, no. Awful. So I really hope that this inspired you to use what you have on hand in your kitchen to make some cleaners. Your homework is to just go ahead and start making these things right now. Get it infusing. Usually I like to infuse them for a few weeks so it's super strong. The wood cleaner you can just make right up and use right away. So that's cool if you want to do that. But if you don't feel like cleaning, get one step closer to the cleaning goal by starting to infuse some vinegar. I think it's so fun to experiment with different types of scents and things. You could add some lavender in there if you wanted it to smell like springy. That would be really nice. That just inspired me to maybe make a fresh batch tomorrow with that. But there are just so many different things that you can use, and I promise you that these things really do work. And I promise that it's okay if you want to add some essential oils in there for some extra scent, and if it makes you feel better for some extra disinfecting antibacterial properties. I am not one to want to kill my germs here in my house. I actually like my germs to hang around so that it builds our immune systems a little bit better. A topic for another day. If you are interested in these recipes, I have them linked in the show notes. Like I said, you can also always go over to thehomesteadchallenge.com and just search under non-toxic living and cleaning and organizing. I'm feeling the itch to really start going ham on my house with the cleaning and decluttering right now. I got the bug. So if you want to hear more on this topic, please let me know. The best way to do that is always in the Facebook community. I'll see you over there, friends. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.